Hi, my name is the Chiron, and welcome to another one of my outrageously amazing, enlightening master keys of creation about how to create and attract the joy, well-being, and abundance that you desire to have in your life, and how to be an unlimited master of creation that you truly are, to literally make all your dreams come true. And you'll find tons more enlightening, empowering videos, podcasts, and goodies at my website, zachiron.com, to help you more easily create and attract the happiness, health, wealth, abundance, and freedom that you desire. All right, here we go. So your problem is your solution. Anytime you have a problem or a challenge in life, you also instantly have the solution available to you. And all a problem is something that you don't like and don't want. No big deal. And as soon as you're clear about what you don't want, you are instantly crystal clear about what you do want. Then the only real problem, quote unquote, is how do I get what I want? But getting what you want is not your job. That is your source's job. And in fact, you as source has already instantly created the solution to your problem. You as source has already created the improvement that you desire to be, do, or have in your life in your vibrational escrow. It has created it instantly, vibrationally, in source non-physical reality, because you as source is completely unlimited and has no resistance to creating anything. You as source does not experience doubt or limited beliefs in hard work, you know, such as hard work is necessary or a good thing, or you have to prove your worth, or, you know, and your source does not have limited beliefs like things, like anything is impossible or something can't be done, or you know, anything limited in nature that would block your desire from manifesting. And without the problem, without the challenge, without the clarity of what you don't like and don't want, there would be no clarity about what you do want, and therefore no improvement, no expansion, no growth, no evolution in your life would ever be possible. Sadly, people just don't understand the priceless value of the contrast of unwanted things. And instead of valuing unwanted things for the clarity that those unwanted things give you about what you actually do want, and the amazing focus that they now provide, and the improvement that this contrast provides, instead humanity typically fights against this contrast of unwanted things, thus creating more unwanted things. And they make unwanted things the enemy, and something to kill, and something to destroy and hate, rather than seeing these unwanted things as something to love for the absolute value that these unwanted things provide, giving you clarity about what you do want. Problem is, people don't realize and don't understand their own power, that they have the ability to create what they do want. They think they've got to kill off what they don't want, and then somehow what will be left will be what they do want. But that's not how it works. Because again, without the contrast of the problem, no solution or improvement can ever come. And therefore, growth, expansion, and evolution cannot happen, and so life would cease to exist. Life would cease to exist without the contrast giving you, providing your desires, your natural experience of desiring improvement. And ironically, the improvement that people desire cannot come to them when they continually fight against what they hate and don't want, because they just keep attracting more old things that they hate and don't want, rather than new things that they love. Because the universe does not understand the word no. When you say no to something, you include that in your reality. This is a universe of inclusion, not a universe of exclusion. You can't exclude anything. Whatever you focus on, you include in your reality. Law of attraction creates more of it for you. So when you encounter a problem, quote unquote, in life, instead of seeing it as a weed that must be punished or poisoned or killed or imprisoned or pulled out or discarded and, of course, judged and condemned, a better perspective would be to just see this challenge, this weed, as a seed. And from the smallest seeds, the biggest trees can grow. So from this unwanted, unlovable, unlikable, detestable, despicable seed can grow something magical and wonderful and beautiful. That is, if you nurture and care for and water and fertilize this seed by not hating the seed because it's not what you want yet, and by not judging the seed as being a lowly, unlovable thing, but instead you see the great potential within this lovely seed to actually grow into something that you actually want. Instead of seeing a detestable, unwanted thing that you must get rid of and kill off to be happy, instead see the giant sequoia potential of joy and abundance and fun and love within this seed. See the priceless value of this unwanted, unlovable situation and the great fire of desire that it has birthed within you. A desire to experience more joy and more love and more well-being and more freedom and more abundance, etc., in your life. And now focus wholeheartedly upon that joyful love, well-being, and abundance that you desire to be, do, and have in your life. Experience it, the emotion, the feeling of being doing it now. That is the simple, easy way to create non-stop, infinite joy, well-being, love, and abundance in your life, which is why we are here, for the absolute non-stop joy and fun of it. We're not here to prove our worth by how much we have struggled and sacrificed and by how much pain we've experienced. Struggle and pain and suffering are completely unnecessary and completely optional. It is your choice. Continue to struggle, continue to suffer because you keep focusing on your problems and fighting against what you don't like and don't want, and therefore you keep attracting more things you don't like and want, or create nonstop joy, well-being, love, freedom, and abundance in your life by focusing on ease and by focusing on the joy of being, doing, and having what you want and delighting in your awesome infinite power to create absolutely anything you desire. Choice one or choice two, it's your choice. Play the game of helpless, powerless victim where you take no responsibility for your own emotional feeling state and take no responsibility for what has been that what you have created in your life, where you are at the mercy of unwanted things and things and situations, and you are at the mercy of uncontrollable conditions because all you do is react to those external conditions, usually in negative ways, thusly creating more undesirable, unlovable, unlikable conditions in your life that you've got to continue to fight against forever and ever. Or a lot more fun choices, play the game of complete self-empowerment, where you take complete 100% responsibility for every single thing that you create in your life and accept your power to consciously create absolutely anything you want to change your life, to improve your life, etc. And you choose to actively and deliberately and consciously and especially easily create what you want, which is a life of nonstop joy, love, well-being, freedom, and abundance. So what is your choice? Struggle or ease? I know what my choice is. Ease is a lot more fun. Struggle is no fun at all. You think you're trying to prove your worth by struggle, but nobody actually even cares. The universe does not care because struggle is not real. But you can play the game of struggle if you like. But it's a heck of a lot more fun to have fun on every step of your adventure of joyful creation. All right. So I hope you enjoyed this amazing, enlightening, insanely inspiring Master Key of Creation. Your problem is your solution. If you did, share it with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Subscribe to my YouTube channel to get more videos. Come visit me at ZachHyron.com for more self-empowering guidance, teachings to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality. My name is ZachHyron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching my video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance and freedom and ease, lots of ease, and lots of adventure on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And, of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!